Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andrea Nuremberg here, too, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Andrea is back. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for more than 11 years. She's the president of the Nuremberg Group. She's the author of all the books the only books you really ever need to know about networking, Million Dollar Networking, Savvy Networking, Nonstop Networking. You're starting to get the picture, right? And she's our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, you're wonderful. You always make me laugh in the morning.
Good to have you back, as always. And
great.
And now, okay, so you've got big doings going on in your life.
You literally
hitched up your britches and moved from New York City to Florida.
Absolutely.
Holy mackerel. Why did you do that?
I did it for a couple of reasons. I love New York City. I've been back 4 times in the last 3 months, and I'm going back again next week for work.
Yeah.
And you know what? I decided I'd love to travel. I've been all over the world. I continue to travel. I love New York City. However, I decided I wanted to also come back to live in a more calmer environment.
Where life is real.
Totally, and it's a whole. I got a car.
You have a car? Did you get a license? Did you get a license?
I've already had a license. Thank you very much. Okay, but in New York City, we don't drive too much, and I'm driving, which is great because I have to drive to all the activities.
All you folks down there, in the western coast of Florida, look out.
Yes, that's right. No, I'm a very good driver. In fact, But it's like for people who have never, and you know, I lived in New York City for 38 years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I lived there a long time, and I love the city. However, you know, there is life outside, and there's a lot of small business outside.
That's exactly right. Well, that's right. And, you know, as you know, I love New York, too, and I've got wonderful, wonderful friends there. Many of them there, wonderful people, like as you were when you were there. But New York is not like the rest of the world, of the country. It's different.
Right.
It's its own little world, and when you get outside of the tri-state area, things are different. It's so funny though to go visit with people in New York who don't get out of the city a lot, and the way they think it's funny. Anyway, so
I know.
So tell us now. You're in Florida. You didn't really have any connection down there, did you?
No, I did. I did. No. My parents retired from medicine.
So you've had some background in there. All right.
My sister, and my parents lived on Longboat Key, which is a really nice suburb. And my sister
lived right next to Anna Maria Island.
Absolutely beautiful. I was just on their radio show. And then what happened is down here, my sister's also been here for 27 years.
So you've got a base down there.
I won't worry about you so much then. Oh, no, don't have to. I mean, my sister and I love her dearly. We travel in totally different types of circles because she's not in business, really.
Right.
She's
a regular person, right?
She's a wonderful regular person. And so what I started to do is the only way you're going to make any kind of connections is to actually get out there and do it. So I'm in the process of joining one of the Rotary Clubs.
Right,
and
good for you.
The past president was somebody who I had was in the audience when I spoke to President-elect of Rotary a few years ago in Atlanta. So that was great.
Right.
I joined the Chamber of Commerce.
Good for you.
I'm
very smart.
I'm also getting involved, and I'm getting on the board of something here called the Lifelong Learning Academy, which is connected to the University of South Florida.
Right.
And it's all about, you know, again, people who want to continue to learn. And everything is a 4-mile drive. That's the other really nice thing. Everything's 4 miles. So those three things right away, and then I joined the orchestra, and I'm even going to be an usher at the orchestra.
Wow!
Like that.
So you've just fallen into all kinds of activity down there.
And that's just part of it, you know.
Moved yesterday, right?
No, I moved down. Well, no. The funny thing is, I moved down here at the end of August after I sold my apartment in New York.
Right.
However, I've been on 6 business trips since I've been down here.
Yeah.
So I'm always on the go. And then I reconnected with an old boss of mine, believe it or not, many years ago, and because you know how long I've been in my own business. And he lives in Naples, and he and I are starting a small consulting arm where we'll do sales training, presentation skills, communication skills, all the skills that I teach when work with other companies.
You're a networking expert. You're a networking savant. I mean, you're like some kind of a networking freak almost. I mean, you're so good at it. You know all about it. What should we do? People who are a little less gregarious, maybe they're having to relocate. They're trying to get reestablished. What do you recommend that they do?
Pick one thing that you might be interested in. Whether it's like something here that they have a lot of is the arts and culture, or a business like the Chamber, the Rotary, or something like that. And then just start to look into your field of whatever you're interested in or whatever your area is, and even go online and look for meetups and just get out there and go. I'm introverted, as you know. I'm a learned extrovert. So even in my one, I know people don't believe it, but the idea is when I go to an event or a meeting, I know what to do. But most of life, though, when I've met people, or even on my morning walks or things like that, which I'll do when I get off the phone with you, I walk 3.5 miles every day. You know, again, I do the same things I did in New York City, only on a different, like, it's just different. It's just different. Exactly. So,
well, the ocean, and for you, the ocean's on the other side. But, So, you know, one of the things when you go somewhere, when you're relocating, when you're moving to a new place, you're gonna bump into people. You're gonna try to make some kind of connection. It's okay to ask them to help you, isn't it? To ask
all the time.
If you meet someone who's connected, you say, "Look, would you? I'm trying to get established here. You know, maybe say, who do you recommend? How do you? What should I do to meet people? Would you introduce me? It's okay to do that, isn't it?
It's very okay to do that. In fact, I went to a TED conference that they had here. They had TEDx Sarasota.
TEDx, uh-huh.
And they had about 300 people. And I went over, made sure that I walked up to different people, and I sat with two different women. One woman had just moved down here and sold a software company that she had had. And everybody was looking to meet and connect and get to know either other people. And people are very helpful.
Right.
It's like, and they're very helpful anywhere you go.
America is a very welcoming place.
Exactly. If you're helping, it's two ways, you and I know. I always say it's about give the first. So learning and helping others.
That's right. Givers gain. That's right. Andrea, give us your website, please. Andrea, I need your website.
Okay. Oh, my website.
Yes.
NurembergGroup.com.
NurembergGroup.com. Yeah. NIEENBERG.com. Andrea. Nuremberg and I will be right back. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.